Morning, boys.
Morning.
Says Hugh Bridgend, loser.
Ah.
He's back. Bananas ripen fruit, it says.
Here we go.
Because they release a chemical that helps them soften.
Yeah. And he's a chemist.
Is he?
He's like, this is like Breaking Bad, but in Wales.
On a related
he
topic.
Knows.
Hey, look at this.
Mm-hmm.
And there's somebody else that says, you know, Ash on the text says, bananas release ethane gas, which ripens other stuff around
here
them.
Here we go.
So is my theory true that if you have bananas in the room, you age quicker?
Throw it out there.
If 8, you had 10, enough bananas in a room, would you age quicker? I love the fact that Louise, the producer, is looking at me with genuine curiosity on her face. I knew I'd hook you in. This is how I do it. I have a canny little way of saying something preposterous. Then you go, hang on a minute. Maybe Gilbert's onto something.
That's their job, isn't it, producers, actually?
Yeah.
They have to follow stuff up like that.
If you're at home, can you do this experiment? Once you've done the banana in the bag thing with the avocado, can you, like, I don't know, let's say you've got two kids. Put one of them next to the bananas and leave the other one in a different room and see which one ages quicker.
Maybe attach a banana to
if
them.
If they're
somehow.
Twins, would be perfect.
Could they put a banana twins. Around their neck on one
what?
Of them?
Put a banana around one of them's neck, and if you've got identical twins, hang a banana around one of their neck forever.
Yeah, like a necklace. Like a banana necklace.
See if you notice them becoming unidentical and one of them aging quicker.
That is proper science.
That is proper science.